thoroughbreds to keep them looking new.
Come see us at 314 Libby Avenue and let us show you how we can keep you clean, pressed, and looking your best at West Hampton Cleaners.
This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes of UVA sports with all-star interviews and unique insight that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Now, Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome, and what a snowy weekend it was here in Richmond. Biggest snowfall that I can remember, maybe since, 2000? And Hobbo, what do you say?
And yet we're here.
We're here.
We managed to dig out, but I'm sure there are some subdivisions that are still waiting to be dug out. But at any rate, we appreciate your joining us tonight to listen to the show and talk a little Virginia athletics, recruiting, hoops, all sorts of things.
State of the University of Virginia's athletic department.
And last week we talked about this three-game stretch starting with Clemson last week. Syracuse, which we thought was going to be Saturday, ended up being last night. And the Wake Forest game that was originally scheduled to be played tonight, but it's going to be tomorrow night. But the three-game stretch, which in my opinion, I thought Virginia had to win all three games to get things back in the right track. They're two-thirds of the way home with the Wake Forest game on the road tomorrow night being another must-win contest for the Hoos.
I agree. All right, big show tonight, and now there's sleet. Freezing rain.
Maybe freezing rain.
Melting snow, whatever. I mean, what a weekend it's been. All right. Tonight we have a great show. We have University of Virginia's athletic director, Craig Littlepage, joining us. This should be an entertaining segment and very informative. Also, later in the program, we have the Sabres recruiting analyst, a longtime contributor to the program, Chris Horn, joining us. And we will cover everything A to Z, Alpha to Omega, in terms of football recruiting and maybe some updates. Some other UVA news that's kind of interesting. UVA signee for basketball, Kyle Guy, was named to the McDonald's All-Star Game. So that's something to look forward to as that game comes down the pike after the high school basketball season. The UVA women lost kind of a tough game yesterday versus Pitt at home, 55-58. That was a little unfortunate. They lost to Notre Dame the week prior. I attended that game and covered it, and they stayed with them for a half, and then they pretty much got trampled after that. And in between that sandwich of games, they managed to squeeze out a victory against Wake Forest. Unfortunately, the star of the team and really the glue player, Faith Randolph, I think she hurt her hand, maybe broke a finger, a la Justin Anderson. So it's going to be pretty tough for Coach Joanne Boyle to recover from that.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit. On the positive side, Virginia baseball, number four in the preseason poll. I forget which was it, Baseball America. And the good omen is they were ranked fourth last year preseason. So maybe this is another sign that the Hoos under Brian O'Connor are going to have another nice run in the NCAA tournament.
And the baseball team gets started very soon. Yours truly may go up there and cover the press conference this Friday.
Yeah, the first game is Friday, February 19th, Kent State in Myrtle Beach, and then the first home game February 23rd against VMI, weather permitting.
Hobbo, is there anything in the budget so that I can go down and cover that first baseball game in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, we'll work on that. You know, even Donald Trump apparently stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so maybe we can work out a Motel 6 for you.
Well, he certainly acts like he knows everything, doesn't he? The NCAA polls came out today, and the Wahoos have climbed. They've climbed from 13 to 11 in the AP and 13 to 12 in the coaches' poll, expecting a victory tomorrow night, and then we will see what happens later in the week at Louisville. That will be a tough contest, as our good friend Terry Gates always says, it's tough to beat Louisville in Louisville, but
at the Yum Yum Center.
At the Yum Yum Center for you know, all you people that like Yum Yum products.
You know, they give you some of that Colonel Sanders chicken, and your fingers are all
you can't shoot after
you know,
that.
They're slippery. You know.
Speaking of slippery, those Tar Heels got away with one down there in Bleaksburg.
Yeah, we were talking during the day today. Interesting, Syracuse. Now they attempted 33-point baskets, but they made 13. In my opinion, it's highly unusual to lose when you make 13 threes. On the other hand, North Carolina VPI yesterday, Carolina was 3-for-23, but thanks to strong offensive rebounding and the play of Bryce Johnson, managed to get the win in Blacksburg. But in the Hoos last night, I also thought they were a little sloppy with the basketball, particularly in the second half. Had 13 turnovers in the game, which is more than they would like to have.
I've been talking about the turnover issue this year, and it's very confusing to me as a longtime observer. And we've been watching very carefully in person and on TV and at home and away and ACC tournaments and NCAA games. The chemistry just isn't right now, and I think it's going to come around. I have faith in Coach Bennett. He may have to hire Richie McKay to come back for a couple of weeks to help him, consult. But
That may be one of the problems. Richie's not around. You know, in the first half, you know, the gap in that 2-3 zone that Syracuse plays, particularly when they extend it, is in the middle of the zone. In the first half, Virginia flashed Brogdon into the middle. A lot, and I thought that was effective because when you have Brogdon in the middle, you get him the basketball. He's used to being able to pass, drive, shoot, whatever. A couple of times last night in the second half, they were getting the ball to Mike Toby in the middle, and he made a couple of careless passes, I thought. But, you know, trying to get the big 6'10", 7-foot guy to be in essence your point guard inside the zone, I don't know how effective that was going to be. But
Toby is best in the post, and I will say this right now. Mike Toby got 20 minutes against Clemson. I thought he played pretty well. He was 3-of-4 from the field. He had 6 rebounds, 6 total points, 2 turnovers, but he had 2 blocks and 2 steals in that game against Clemson, and that helped. And the Hoos needed every bit of it to get the 69-62 win.
And then the other
against
thing
against Syracuse, hold on, against Syracuse, he gets 14 minutes. 14 minutes for your 7-footer? I'm sorry, I am sick and tired of this. I think it's a mistake.
I think he needs to play more because he's the one guy that can actually add some offense to the big three. And I think Virginia does need production beyond Gill, Brogdon, and Perantes. And the other thing last night, it just looked like they were just sort of passing the ball around the perimeter of the zone. When I was coming along, coaches always talked about the triple threat position. You know, you catch it where you can drive, shoot, or pass.
Yep.
I didn't see much triple threat position with a lot of these guys just catching the ball on the perimeter, and I didn't really have a sense that they had an active strategy relative to how to attack the zone.
I couldn't agree more, and that's a basic fundamental skill that the players must adhere to against a quality defense. Now, the good news is Malcolm Brogdon, who is their LeClaire Ryan player of the game for his big threes and some of his nice passes late in the game, certainly his free throws. He edged out London Perantes, who had a tremendous sequence at one point during that same spell. But I thought the threes and the free throws, we have to tip our hat to Malcolm Brogdon for that.
He steps up when it becomes crunch time.
Well when the game matters.
But as does London. You know, now London shot the ball particularly well in the first half, but he made a big three with about 2.5 minutes to go in the game from the deep right hand corner. So both of the guys that have stepped up in the past certainly did it again last night in a game that Virginia had to have against a Syracuse team that, of course, they went down to Cameron and won there. So, if you go to Cameron and win, you got to be pretty good.
You know, also Anthony Gill had 16 points again. It should be noted that Malcolm Brogdon has now moved into the top 20 in the all-time scoring list for the University of Virginia, and that's not too shabby. He's still got some climbing to do. There's time, there's enough games where he can really, I think he can get up to maybe as high as 14. I think I did some calculations.
Well, he's a great college basketball player and a great kid and certainly a terrific ambassador for the Virginia basketball program. You can't say enough good things about Malcolm Brogdon. But the team, you know, they're managing to win. I still get a little frustrated that you just don't see quite the efficiency that you'd like to see on either the offense or defensive end. And, I don't know about Wake Forest tomorrow night, but certainly when they go to Louisville. How am I supposed to say that?
Louisville.
When they go there Saturday to the Yum Yum Center, they're going to have to be at the top of their game both offensively and defensively to play against and maybe steal a victory against the Cardinals down there in their home floor.
All right, we're gonna promote Craig Littlepage real quick here. The University of Virginia Athletic Director since 2001. He had been the senior associate AD from 1995 to 2001, the assistant AD for a few years prior to that. And at one point, 94 to 95, he was the interim athletic director. So, after his basketball coaching days as an assistant under Terry Holland, two separate stints, and then he was a head coach at Penn, which was his alma mater, and also at Rutgers for a number of years. He had some head coaching experience. And, in 2014, Hobbo, he made the Pennsylvania Hall of Fame.
I'm not sure.
Are you in the Pennsylvania Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. I think this is another injustice.
That's an outrage.
This is
injustice.
All right. Craig's a great guy. And, between his days as an assistant coach at Virginia, which I think he had 6 years in one stint and two or three in another, and all his years as an administrator at Virginia, he's been around Charlottesville for a long time, and he and his wife Margaret and their three children have made great contributions to the not only the University of Virginia Athletics, but the Charlottesville community over a long period of time.
All right, we're looking for his call at this point. We're going to tease next week's show while we're waiting for that. Looking forward to have head coach Dom Starcia of the UVA lacrosse program joining us next week, as he has customarily done, I believe, every year that we've been on the air since 2009. He's always come on
right
about a month before the season starts to give us, a little preview on the lacrosse program. And then we're going to have Chris Horn back for some follow-up, because next weekend is a big recruiting weekend where a lot of recruits come to Charlottesville. And
the actual signing date is what, the 2nd
February
or
3rd?
February 3rd, which is
Tuesday.
A week from Wednesday, I think.
Tuesday, Wednesday, something like
February
that.
February 1st is a Monday.
That's so, right, so it's Wednesday.
So, there'll be a lot of interest in that around the country. It's amazing to me how much interest there is in National Signing Day for football now. You got ESPN, I think, has wall-to-wall coverage of this.
Oh, my goodness. And they preview it the whole day before. But we're looking forward to next week's show, because head coach Starcia is very colorful. And, he just loves the game of lacrosse. And as the all-time career wins leader in the history of the game, it's pretty remarkable that he still laces them up and throws on his Virginia jersey and goes out there and coaches the team.
Tell you what, why don't we go to an early break here while we're trying to reach Coach Littlepage, and hopefully we'll hook up with him when we come back, and that way if we do get him, we won't have to interrupt his comments between now and the bottom of the hour. But anyway, you're listening to Who's Talking. We're going to go to an early break. Stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have Coach Littlepage when we return. Thanks for listening.
Right now at Fridays, appetizers are endless.
Endless appetizers, just $10.
These are our best hands.